Report: Whistleblower complained against Kinect alleges company stored poll worker data in China. By Christina Wang on January 22, 2023. A whistleblower recently filed a lawsuit against Kinect Incorporated and its CEO Eugene Yu that backs up allegations from the nonprofit True the Vote that the company stored American poll worker data in China, according to a report. According to a December 22, 2022, verified complaint from former Kinect employee and whistleblower Grant Bradley reported by The Federalist on Friday, the firm illegally stored information on servers housed in China. The complaint from Bradley alleged, emphasis added. Plaintiff's reputation in his chosen field has been ruined by the decision of defendants to illegally store information on servers housed in China. The Federalist reported that allegation suggests that Kinect had, in fact, stored data on servers housed in China, and that possibility resurrects concerns over the FBI's involvement in the investigation of Kinect, as well as the LA District Attorney's decision to drop the criminal charges it had brought against you. Bradley's complaint also alleged that a number of the company's employees were based in Wuhan, China. According to its website, Defendant Kinect provides election logistics software to its 32 clients it currently serves in North America. Defendant Kinect claims to be the developers, the designers, the coders, and project management experts. In reality, Defendant Kinect's developers, designers and coders are all Chinese nationals based out of Wuhan, China. On October 4, 2022, police raided Kinect's office in Lansing, Michigan, and arrested you as part of an investigation into the possible theft of personal identifying information of Los Angeles County election poll workers, according to a press release by the LA County District Attorney's Office. Kinect distributes and sells PollChief software, an election worker management system that requires workers to submit personal identifying information. Under a $2.9 million, five-year contract with LA County, Kinect was supposed to securely maintain the data and that only United States citizens and permanent residents have access to it. However, the press release said, district attorney investigators found that in contradiction to the contract, information was stored on servers in the People's Republic of China. District Attorney George Gaskin said in the press release, data breaches are an ongoing threat to our digital way of life. When we entrust a company to hold our confidential data, they must be willing and able to protect our personal identifying information from theft. Otherwise, we are all victims. After the 2020 election, nonprofit True the Vote claimed it found evidence that PollChief data was possibly being stored on a server located in China, according to a Federalist article in November. True the Vote board member Greg Phillips testified in court that an individual named Mike Hassan had contacted him and showed him enormous amounts of data on a server located in China, some of it including sensitive data on American poll workers, according to the report. Phillips said he informed True the Vote's founder Catherine Engelbrecht and they immediately made a complaint to the Director of National Intelligence and the FBI. The FBI then launched an investigation, according to Phillips. He said that he and Engelbrecht worked closely with the FBI for approximately 17 or 18 months. But then in May of 2022, the FBI seemed to turn against the group. Phillips said it happened right before the release of 2000 Mules, a documentary on potential voter fraud in the 2020 election featuring True the Vote. True the Vote then decided to go public with the information in August 2022, and in September 2022, Kinect sued them for defamation, denying that they had ever stored any actual customer or poll worker data on any server in China. In October 2022, Yu was arrested and a search warrant was executed at Kinect in Michigan. However, in November 2022, Gaskin moved to dismiss the criminal charges against Yu. The complaint said that after True the Vote's allegations against Kinect, Bradley began investigating the extent of the information provided to the Chinese programmers by defendants Yu and Kinect and began researching state and federal laws regarding the sharing of personal identifying information with foreign nationals. Plaintiff recognized that defendants had been breaking the law for some time and immediately set out to find alternative work. Regrettably, plaintiff's efforts to secure alternative work were unsuccessful before the raid by police, it said. The complaint said after Yu's arrest, Bradley requested to speak to the lead investigator from the LA County DA's office and offered additional information. Bradley also told senior-level management at Connect that he would not lie to clients about their data being made available to foreign nationals. Bradley said his supervisors had allegedly asked him not to speak to the police or cooperate in their investigation of UN Connect, which he had ignored. The complaint said shortly thereafter, Bradley was terminated. Bradley is suing Connect for alleged violation of the Michigan Whistleblowers Protection Act and for wrongful termination under state law. He is seeking compensation of $25,000 for loss of earnings, loss of career opportunities, mental and emotional distress, loss of reputation and esteem in the community, and attorney fees and costs. The complaint also said Bradley had confirmed that defendants UN Connect had been providing to these Chinese programmers private data of poll workers, to include social security numbers and other personal identifying information. He also claimed he worked with the Chinese programmers on a daily basis, and that he witnessed customers' data, specifically poll watcher information, being made accessible to foreign nationals from China. Bradley said when he raised concerns to his direct supervisors about foreign nationals having access to this data, he was told, everyone, other software companies like Microsoft and Apple, was doing it. Bradley's complaint also raised another potential issue. He alleged that soon after he began working at Connect, you approached him about making a campaign contribution to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's campaign in his name, and that Connect offered to then reimburse him for the donation. Plaintiff immediately recognized defendant Yu's request to be a violation of Michigan campaign finance law and rejected the overture from defendant Yu, the complaint said. In October, Breitbart News reported that Connect had assisted the Department of Defense with overseas voting by American troops. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.